So what originally sparked the idea for you of the term life profitability?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think the precursor, at least to life profitability, Matthew, was in my previous business, Convergo. My team and I eventually stumbled onto kind of calling or defining our culture internally and the way we worked as being life and family first. And the idea there was just that we'd agreed that kind of to this, you know, kind of shared values that we had, and we agreed that we wanted to do, you know, work that is profitable for the business, challenging, stimulating for us as individuals, but that we ultimately wanted to kind of that, or that the most meaningful experiences that we could have was outside of work, you know, with, you know, people that aren't our colleagues. So that really was the kind of your precursor to ultimately start thinking like, what would a business and a team look like if it was set up to empower, or enable my life outside of work, and do so for every single team member, as well.
So it's sort of the idea of what people call a work-life balance, except this is sort of reemphasizing the life side of that instead of, I think we tend to say work-life balance, and it's like work's the focus and also have some life. And you're more like, actually, life should be the focus.
Exactly right. And I think my little hot take, if there is such a thing as a little hot take, but I don't think that work-life balance that does what it says it does on the box, which is sure. Purely because I don't think that kind of work and life are separate at all. In fact, I think there's this constant interplay between these two things. And you know, anyone that's ever had a crappy day at work and then gone home and taken it out on their kids or their spouse or other way around, like knows that these two things aren't independent of each other. And as such, I don't think it can, like those are not the two things that can keep each other in balance. So to that extent, I think work is just part of life. It's just one part of it. So, if I can't work in a way that ultimately enables all of those other things that are important in my life, whether it's family, some kind of hobby, some kind of societal kind of your bigger meaning, whatever that definition is, I think we all have our own definition of what that is. But if work can't ultimately enable those things, I think kind of work is the kind of the antagonist and the culprit here. And that's where we should start, at least start looking to make some changes.
Among other things in the book, one quote that stuck out to me was, quote, "Don't default to work with every spare moment." And it feels like in tech, especially, there's this constant drive to have side projects and things going on. And of course, the pull to constantly be on with smartphones that have that be the new default that we're never bored. We're always doing something. Do you still feel that pull? And if so, how do you balance sort of the pull of wanting to do extra, say, side projects, but also balancing life?
Yeah. I think you're spot on there. I think the fact that we have such a connected world, right, and that for most of us, we can be pretty productive anywhere kind of in the world in any context as long as you've got your smartphone with you.
Totally.
And I think the kind of the added kind of your challenge, at least for me personally, right, is that I would almost describe kind of work or ambitious things as a hobby of sorts, right? I don't have many other hobbies.
Yeah.
So there is that kind of pull as well, where it's not just the monetary aspect of it, of the pursuit, but, you know, where even my intellectual kind of, you know, curiosity around things is somewhat in that realm of kind of, you know, air quotes, business, right? So
right.
I think that's true. That's true as well. The things that have ultimately helped me kind of most is actually when I think immediately, I think, you know, time with my kids, cause they don't care about business, right? So you know, being in the moment with them and doing something, that's usually a good distraction for my mind in terms of not thinking about business. And in a similar fashion, I have surrounded myself at least physically in my kind of, you know, physical environment with a bunch of friends that definitely aren't in tech. And many of them are not business owners in their own rights. So, which means that our conversations tend to be more diverse as well. And like, again, like being, like spending time with them just gets me out of that mindset where, you know, it is where I've left kind of, or where I am leaving myself to my own devices, basically, where kind of my mind will naturally follow that path of, hey, let's think, you know, let's think about business stuff again. And let's kind of, you know, turn that into then actually doing something. Right. So those things have helped, which is mostly my way of saying is I think there's just this awareness of, hey, there are more things than just my work or my ideas, or business in general?
So you have this idea sort of come up in your work, I feel like, over time, and as you're starting this new venture of wanting to focus on life profitability, what got you to write it into a book?
My aspiration has always been to kind of publish books. One part of it. And I don't know why that has always been a dream, at least. I think, it's probably something, something related to the virtue signaling, and probably some of the value that I attach when I kind of see others and I see that they've got a kind of, they're a published author, and I, tell myself, well, they have to be really smart or relevant, a thought leader of some kind to have written a book, right? So right. All of that is just kind of my bias. But what effectively happened, Matthew, is I went from, having those experiences with my team, and then really kind of through loads of internal conversations, I wrote about, I think I got to first draft up to about 40,000 words, by the time that Convergio got acquired. And then post-acquisition, I knew that there was something there. I was usually passionate about the idea, but I knew for me at least, I needed some help to get the book into kind of the final product, and over the finish line, essentially. And I essentially hired a publishing house to kind of, give me all of the skills that I didn't possess in kind of as, as an individual, at least, everything from kind of the marketing, side of the book, the commercial side of the book, to actually kind of, taking that first draft, kind of editing that, building on the ideas, et cetera, to ultimately, get to the book that is published today.
So you'd written on your about page after writing your rockstar business and branding books that you'd quote love to be a traditionally published author too. Did this scratch that itch, or is there still, say, wanting to get to the Penguin Random House level?
Yeah, I don't know. Because what I ultimately did was somewhere in between, right? I didn't get a huge advance. Fair enough. Like, pandemic times would not have allowed it. But no massive book tour, none of those kind of things. Let's say I'm still curious about the kind of the real traditional, publishing path, but in the same kind of light and same breath, I am also very content. I ultimately feel like I've got a book, and a physical book, that is such a great artifact for, for me, that I can leave behind in this world. And I think in saying that, my kind of primary motivation always for the book was, to really, to acknowledge my own mortality, and to acknowledge that kind of my boys are turning 7 and 10 this year. And I wanted to ultimately leave behind, kind of that kind of artifact that if they ever wanted, if someone, something happened to me tomorrow and my boys wanted to figure out more about their dad years down the line, then they would at least have this really kind of concise, clear, eloquent, passionate artifact that, that they can use to kind of learn more about me. And I think to that extent, a big part of that aspiration of being a traditionally published author has been, I think it's been met. As I said, different contentment there, along with some kind of remaining curiosity.
You managed some life profitability out of writing this book then?
I believe so.